let's also welcome to the studio Barry Brook. He's the Director of the Climate Science at Adelaide University, one of Australia's leading climate scientists. And we wanted to talk to Barry because you've seen over the last few weeks these incredible weather events played out on your TV screens and heard them here on 891 as amazing floodwaters make their way through both Queensland, parts of New South Wales and Victoria. Is that just one of those things? We're a land of droughts and flooding rains, or is it linked to climate change? We've asked Barry Brook from Adelaide University to come in and answer that question. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
Is there a simple answer?
No, there isn't. The simple answer would be, oh, we don't know. But I think we can look a bit deeper into that and say there are many lines of evidence to suggest that it has to be a contributor, and it will continue to be more and more a contributor as global warming proceeds. I heard a good analogy the other day where if you think about a bath and you make ripples in the water of the bath, and then if the bath is not full, they're not going to spill out onto the bathroom floor. But as you continue to turn the tap on, which is like global warming, then those ripples eventually spill over the top. And so what it is it's an accumulation of energy that causes events that have always occurred in the past to suddenly do things that they didn't in the past. And flood levels are one reason. Heat waves are another really important one, where we get these extreme events that are amplified by this background warming.
Except the 1974 floods in Brisbane were bad. They didn't have the Wivenhoe Dam then. And that would have been pre the symptoms, as we know it now, of climate change.
Well, climate change has been accumulating for over a century, but dams and other flood control measures are really important. If we look at areas that weren't protected by the Wivenhoe Dam, then virtually all of those in southeast Queensland experienced record flood levels. And, of course, in other places in Victoria, we also saw major flooding.
Is there a danger with politicians in particular who describe, you know, people as climate sceptics or deniers, which is a terrible sort of word, really, people who are just asking questions about climate change, to seize on individual events? So we had Kevin Rudd when climate change was the biggest moral challenge facing Australia, until it didn't get up at a climate change summit, describing the drought as a symptom of climate change. Yeah, this is what we're having, this extreme drought. Okay. And then you have a flood, and that's climate change. And then there's a big chill in England where there wasn't going to be any big freezes. And again, that's climate change as well.
So everything
seizing on individual events is almost as destructive as seizing on individual events to say, oh, look, there are more polar bears and therefore climate change isn't happening.
Yeah, everything's weather that you described there, but it has climatic components as well. And if the climatic component is changing, then you might expect those weather events to change as well. But, of course, it's really difficult to pick out individual events. If you want to go to another analogy, which is quite a good one, they say that climate trains the boxer, but weather throws the punches. So you're always going to have the boxer throwing punches, but you'll get a bit better and land a few heavier blows as he gets more training. And what we're doing right now is putting energy into the climate system. We're making it more dynamic. So you'll have these deeper extended droughts. You'll have weather systems that shift around the planet. And the cooling in Europe is an example of that. There was a paper in Geophysical Research Letters came out recently, which showed that you were getting these new blocking systems up in the Arctic. So the time when Europe and North America had those snowstorms, it was the warmest winter on record in Greenland.
So even freezing temperatures can be evidence of a more dynamic system, which is the result of global warming.
They can be. I mean, they don't always have to be, but
They can be.
It can be paradoxical that you can see events which you think can't possibly be related to global warming, but when you relate them to the fact that the system is gaining more energy, the oceans are gaining more energy, the ice sheets are being melted, strange things happen.
Barry Brook, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thanks, pleasure.
Good on
Barry
you.
Brook is Director of Climate Science at Adelaide University.